This evening's reading is on page 985, Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. The parable of the unmerciful servant. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had been sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servants fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart."
Great, thanks, Phil. We're going to come back to our reading from the Bible in a bit, but first let me add my welcome to Rupert's at the start of the service. As he said, my name is David Lee. I'm the Associate Vicar here at St. Peter's, and it's particularly good to see you tonight if you're here for our guest service looking at this question of, can I really forgive? That's going to be the focus of the next bit of our time together. But I think it's worth acknowledging right at the start that there are some situations when we should probably just let things go. Earlier in the week, I read of how an argument over a $5 bar tab in the States escalated into a $165,000 damages settlement. $5, $165,000. Now, it took several lawsuits across two continents, three different cities, an 11-year period to get to that point. But you can't help but think that along the way, someone should have gone, "Hang on, do we just need to stop?" Sometimes things, they're just not that important, or maybe we're not sure that we're in the right, and so we just need to let it go. But of course, most situations are much more serious, which makes forgiveness much more difficult. And my guess is that question of, can I really forgive, is a very real question for all of us here this evening, albeit in different ways. I guess some of us will be thinking, can I really forgive the friend who persuaded everyone in our friendship group to turn on me? Or maybe, can I forgive that colleague who has dropped me in it again by failing to meet yet another deadline? Or maybe, can I forgive my parents for favouring my siblings ahead of me? Or maybe, can I forgive my partner for being unfaithful to me, whether in their head or their heart or their actions? And I know in asking those questions, in sharing those examples, we're just starting to scratch the surface. Forgiveness, it comes up in all sorts of areas of our lives. They're genuine questions with genuine pain attached to all of them. And in each case, forgiveness is really difficult. Because when you forgive someone, I think you're saying things like this. You say, I'm not going to dwell on what you've done. I'm not going to talk to other people about what you've done. I'm not going to bring up what you've done in the future to have a go at you when it'll serve my purposes. I'm not going to seek revenge. And I'm not going to let this incident stand between us. In fact, I'm going to step towards you in love. I'm going to do my bit to keep our relationship going forward. Saying any of those things is really hard. Meaning any of those things when you say them is harder still, especially in our culture, which puts, rightly, such a high value on justice being done. And even if we recognise that there can be really good reasons to forgive someone, because it means that relationship can be restored, because it means that chances are bitterness and resentment are going to find it much harder to take root in our heart. Even if we can see those things, but forgiving someone is still really, really difficult. And so as we think about this question, can I really forgive? You may be thinking, is there anything out there that can help me? Because it's too hard for me to do on my own. Which brings us back to our reading from the Bible. Turn back there with me, page 985 of the Church Bibles. And in this bit of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew's account of Jesus' life, he's recalling a conversation that happened between Jesus and Peter, one of Jesus' followers. And they're talking about forgiveness. And Peter, he wants to know how many times he should forgive someone. And so he asks, verse 21, at the beginning of our reading, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? And you think, he's been quite generous there. Seven, that's a lot. But Jesus ups the stakes further. Verse 22, Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. And of course, he's not being literal. I don't know about you. I would lose count way before I got anywhere near 77. It's a figure of speech Jesus uses to say to Peter, Peter, you're to forgive someone an unlimited number of times. And to explain why that is, Jesus tells a story. It's a story about the kingdom of heaven, a story of what it means to be one of his followers. And before we look at this story, I need to be honest with you this evening. It would be much easier for me if Peter had asked our question. If Peter had said to Jesus, Jesus, can I really forgive? Because I imagine if Peter had asked that question of Jesus, Jesus would have told a sort of expansive, aspirational story of, Peter, this is how much you really can forgive. But Peter didn't ask our question. He asked a forgiveness-limiting question. He asked, how many times must I forgive? And so Jesus, his story is a story spelling out the consequences of a sort of forgiveness-limiting way of thinking. And so we can understand what Jesus says about forgiveness, and maybe because Peter's question is actually your question. We're going to look at the story he told, but then we're going to reimagine it and think, what might Jesus have said if Peter had asked our question? But first, the story he actually told. Let's pick things up in verse 23. Jesus said, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Now, estimates vary, but those 10,000 bags of gold are worth between 5 and 15 billion pounds in today's money. It's a big debt. But actually, the value it isn't really the point. It's a bit like Jesus saying a verse ago that, Peter, you're to forgive someone 77 times. You're to forgive someone an unlimited number of times. And so here, the point is, this debt is so big, it's unpayable. There's no way the man could have ever paid this debt. And so, verse 25, it comes as no surprise. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. Isn't that remarkable? Knowing the servant could never pay back this debt, the king mercifully forgives him. He didn't need to do that. He wasn't obliged to do that. And yet he did. The king, he writes it off. He chooses to bear the cost of those 10,000 bags of gold himself. Now, I don't know about you, but normally I'd expect that sort of generosity to really change someone. But it had no impact at all on the servant. Instead of being blown away by how much he'd been forgiven, this servant couldn't believe what he'd got away with. Let's pick things up in verse 28. "But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded." Now, 100 silver coins, that was a significant amount of money. It was probably a few thousand pounds by today's standards. But here's the point. It was nothing at all compared to the billions of pounds that this man had owed just a few minutes ago. And so when we read in verse 29, his fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay it back." Which you may have noticed are the exact same words that this servant said to the king. But in fact, unlike this, the first servant, there was a chance that this guy could have paid this debt back. Although it was significant, given some time, he probably would have got there. And yet, what does the first servant say? Verse 30, well, he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said. "I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. And then, just in case we'd forgotten what this is a picture of, Jesus reminds us, verse 35, "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brothers or sisters from your heart." Now, to help us understand what Jesus is saying, let's just take a step back for a moment. Because just like when there are people we need to forgive, and sometimes they don't realize that they've done anything wrong to us. Well, it may be here this evening that actually you don't think you've done anything wrong to God. And yet central to the big story of the Bible is this truth that we're all indebted to God. You see, he made us to enjoy a relationship with him. And in response to that, we push him to the margins of our life. We don't listen to what he has to say to us. We don't live the way he tells us to live, even though he knows what's best for us because he's the one who made us. We take all that he gives us with barely a word of thanks, our lives, our families, our careers, our comfort. We take all these things and we say nothing to him, apart from maybe when we want a bit more and we offer a cursory prayer asking for that extra little bit And because of all of those things and many more, the Bible says that the debt we owe to God, just like the servant in this story, is an unpayable one. No matter how much good we do, we can never pay him back. And yet wonderfully, marvelously, he offers us forgiveness. In sending Jesus, his son, to the cross, he sent his son to pay the debt we could never pay. Jesus, he took all that relational hurt, all that relational pain upon himself, that we might be forgiven and that we might be able to live with God again. Here with this story in Matthew 18, Jesus wanted to teach Peter why it was reasonable for him to forgive someone an unlimited number of times. He wanted Peter to understand that whatever someone had done to offend him paled into insignificance compared to what he had done to offend God. But I wouldn't want you to mishear Jesus at this point, because he's not denying that human beings can do horrible things to one another. Because we can. Sadly, we do awful things to one another. And he's not trying to belittle any of the serious wrongs that may have been done to you. He's just wanting to draw our attention to something that sometimes we struggle to see. That all those offences against us are much less significant than all that we have done to offend God. Peter asked Jesus, "How many times should I forgive someone?" And that's the story that Jesus told. But imagine with me if Peter had asked our question. Imagine if Peter had said to Jesus, "Lord, can I really forgive?" Now, of course, I can't know what Jesus would have said if Peter had asked him that question. But from what he said here in Matthew 18, here's what I imagine he would have said in response to Peter if he'd have said, "Jesus, Lord, can I really forgive?" Here's how the story might have gone. "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since the man knew he was unable to pay, he threw himself on the king's mercy. 'Please forgive me,' he said. 'I know there's no way I can pay you back, nothing I can do. But I know you're a merciful king.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. When that servant went out, he came across one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. His fellow servant said to him, 'I'm sorry for the debt that I owe you. Be patient with me and I will pay it back.' Servant took a deep breath and had pity on him. He cancelled the debt and let him go. To be sure, it was a costly thing for him to do, but he knew he had been forgiven a much bigger debt, and he wanted to be generous just like his king. He was also enjoying a restored relationship with his king, and it was so good that he wanted to have exactly the same thing with his fellow servant. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were overjoyed, and they went and told their master everything that had happened." That's how I imagine Jesus' expansive, aspirational answer to this question: "Can I really forgive?" Here's the help the Christian faith can offer. It offers us forgiveness of our biggest debt, of that debt that we owe to God. It offers us the joy of a restored relationship with him. our maker, and the one who can be our saviour and our friend. And because we can have a restored relationship with God, we can have his help to forgive, just as he has forgiven us. He has forgiven us so much, and so he can help us to forgive others. But there may be some here this evening who are wondering if this really works, who are thinking, it all sounds very good, but what does it look like in practice? So I want to close by showing you a video. It's from last October, and last October, an 18-year-old man called Brant Jean was invited to give a victim impact statement at the conclusion of the murder trial of his brother. His brother had been shot by a lady called Amber Geiger. She was an off-duty police officer, and somehow she entered Botham, his brother's apartment, instead of her own. She thought she was going into her apartment, and so when she was in there, tragically, she mistook Botham for a burglar. She drew her pistol and shot him dead. Here's what he had to say at the end of her trial.
For myself, I forgive you, and I know if you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. And I don't think anyone could say it. Again, I'm speaking for myself, not even bad for my family, but I love you just like anyone else. And I'm not going to say I hope you rot and die just like my brother did, but I personally want the best for you. And I wasn't going to ever say this in front of my family or anyone, but I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you. Because I know that's exactly what both of them would want you to do. And the best would be give your life to Christ. I'm not going to say anything else. I think giving your life to Christ would be the best thing that both of them would want you to do. Again, I love you as a person. And I don't wish anything bad on you. I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please?
You don't need me to tell you, having seen that it was really hard for him to forgive her. But you also don't need me to tell you that he genuinely wanted what was best for her. Did you hear what he said? I don't want you to go to prison. I love you just like anyone else. But did you pick up what he wanted most of all for this lady? He wanted her to give her life to Christ, to go to Jesus for forgiveness. And so not just being forgiven 100 silver coins by him, as it were, but be forgiven 10,000 bags of gold by God. Well, we've heard a lot. I'm going to give you a moment just to reflect on it all, and then I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Father God, thank you that you are a merciful God, that you are willing to forgive us, absorb the cost, the pain yourself, that we might be forgiven and that we might know you. Please, we pray, might we all know that forgiveness, that 10,000 bag of gold forgiveness that you offer us for our unpayable debt. And in response to that, would you help us to be quick to forgive others, to seek to be generous like you, to seek to have restored relationship with them. Help us do that, not only for our good, but for their good as well. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.